Good morning, everybody. This is WTBR's Morning Drive. My name is Bill Sturgeon. I'm going to be with you for about an hour. This person I have the utmost respect for, admiration, all those positive things. His name is AJ Enchell, and he is the president and executive officer of the Berkshire Black Economic Council. It's a new organization, just formed, I'll let AJ tell you about it in just a minute. I do want to let everybody know, too, that be careful out there. This morning, I just have to say this. When the light turns red, don't try to beat it through, because there were a stone's throw from an accident today. Fortunately, the other driver saw it coming and locked them up. And I just had to say that. Please drive more carefully for all of us, for all our sakes. So without further ado, foie gras, soup du jour, my friend, AJ Enchell, he is, again, the president and executive director of the Berkshire Black Economic Council. Why do I want to say entrepreneur? I don't know. But it's come to age. Well, how are you, my brother?
I'm great. Thank you for having me on the air.
Well, no, I told you when you had this initiative that I would be and this station would be. We are Pittsfield Community Radio. You are an integral part of this community. And plus that, I like you a lot. So how's it going?
I'm great. I'm glad to be in the office. I'm glad to have an office. For those of you who have been following our organization, and for those of you who are just learning about us, we do have office space. It's at 33 Dunham Mall here in Pittsfield, across from City Hall, adjacent to the police department. And we're up and running. We have staff on board. So we've transitioned now from a volunteer-based organization to a fully staffed team. And so this is really exciting news.
Yeah, and for the older people in the listening and viewing audience, they're in the old Shearson Lehman Brothers space many years ago. It's been a lot of things since then, but it's right across from City Hall, diagonally across, and on the corner of Fenn and Allen. So how long have you been there? How did this come about? Let's do some history here. How did this come about?
So we were recently awarded an ARPA grant from the city of Pittsfield. And that allowed us to fund our capacity as an organization. So we've been able to hire myself as an executive director for the organization. And then we brought on two new all-star teammates, Erica Barreto, our executive assistant, and Camilla Quetty Hall, our communications coordinator. And now we've gone from a lean team of one to a mean team of three. And we're getting up and going. For some of the listeners who may be playing catch up, our mission is to aid and advocate economic development with respect to education, neighborhood revitalization, arts and culture, business ownership, social programming, environmental justice, recruitment and retention of business regarding the Black community of Berkshire Black entrepreneurs. And so maybe that's why entrepreneurs keeps coming to mind.
Yeah. I don't know. I you know, when you get something stuck in your mind, like if I initially meet a person and call him Dan and his name is Joe, for me, his name will always be Dan.
He's Dan for life. Yeah.
But, you know, and how did this come about? I mean, whose idea was it?
So it was a small group of us. I had the idea, but as you know, it takes a team to get an idea off the ground, especially in this way. And we slowly started building out our directory and learning of the number of Black entrepreneurs who were in this area. And as we expanded that directory, we figured, okay, now we know the number of Black businesses that are here, and we can start to learn about their history, some of their challenges and delights as business owners, to learn how to best advocate for their needs. And with that, we've now funded our organization so we can provide technical assistance to that directory that we've built out. My function as of now is obviously keeping together the day-to-day administrative responsibilities, but also providing technical assistance with those entrepreneurs and learning what needs that they have so we can best support them with either resources that exist here locally or pair them up as business-to-business matchmakers to align their businesses, products, and services with the greater Berkshire business community at large who's looking to procure those products and services from Black and minority suppliers that exist on our directory.
Yeah, and you know, to me, it's a brilliant move because as a nation, I think you and I have discussed this. We've got to come together as a people. I spent time in during the Renaissance of, and that's what I'll call it, of South Africa, and the leadership of Nelson Mandela and William de Klerk, the former president. I believe that with that leadership, people did come together. I'm not going to tell you it's you know, peaches and cream, but I worked there. I worked with people, the one thing I've learned in my old life, I've lived in a lot of places, is that people are people, no matter what they're packaging. And really think back on those days when everybody had to adjust. I think we're beyond that, but sometimes I think we just need to jumpstart ourselves. And this organization, in my opinion, is really, this is the beginning of a whole new era for so many people, in yourself, your team, but a lot of us, just so people do know, I've used AJ's dad, and I might as well plug the family business. Elegant Stitches, right?
Correct.
On First Street, and for the old people, where Al's Variety used to be, where my brother worked making ice cream, but he does all kinds of embroidery. He does all kinds of uniforms and stuff. But the point is, entrepreneurs, we got to get back to this. Entrepreneurs are what makes this country. Small business. I preach to us, but we're not the problem is DC. But I have to ask you this question: are you on the governor's transition council?
Great question. I was a part of the transition committee. Yeah. As the chair for the Jobs and Flourishing Economies committee. And we were working together over a short amount of time, but it was a sprint nevertheless to organize ideas that were heard along the campaign trail to devise new outcomes and solutions for the new administration. And those ideas were focused around equity and affordability and making Massachusetts the best commonwealth it can be, and in the truest sense of the word, a commonwealth. So we've put that report together, and it's now up to the administration to spearhead these efforts, and I'm very optimistic that they're going to put us in the right position in this first 100 days.
That's yeah. Congratulations. What an honor.
Tremendous honor.
Thank you. But they couldn't have picked, in my opinion, couldn't have picked a better person.
They could have picked a better looking one like you, but.
Well, that's true.
That's true.
Yeah. Yeah. You need to get bigger glasses if you think I'm good looking. But, but you know, for the listeners that just tuned in and a part of this broadcast, this is AJ Enchell. He is the president and executive director of Berkshire Black Economic Council. And it's located in right at Dunham Mall, but right across from the City Hall. It's a beautiful office, a beautiful building. And they're doing all kinds of things. One of the things that I like too is they have a staff there now, and they have a communications lady. Use them to communicate your message. And they, and again, if you're looking for help, if you're an entrepreneur yourself or small business, I mean, there's a bunch of small businesses in Pittsfield. Use them to advertise.
You know? Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's great that we have the team that we do, because, for example, Camille is managing, and Camille, as our communications coordinator, is managing our website. So if anyone's curious about what we're up to over here at Berkshire BEC, you go visit berkshirebec.org and check out the pages that we have, particularly our bulletin page. You know, there's a lot of voices and opinions out here about what's going on in the Berkshires, or that people are having trouble figuring out what activities there are and what fun happenings are taking place. And just visit our bulletin. That'll end all the myths and misconceptions that you might have about this place. There are a ton of fun activities going around, and for young people. And I think what we as a community need to do is better organize the resources and events, and making sure that we are broadcasting them to the audiences that we're hoping will attend. And that's what we've aimed to do. And there's others who are doing this work as well. And so kudos to them. But definitely check it out. We have the bulletin page. We have the opportunities page, where we feature a couple functions that would be of benefit to the community at large. We're hosting internships, and this is a free service. So if you're a supervisor and you want to post an internship with our organization, you can do that, so long as the position is a paid internship position. We believe that internships should be paid, and as a best practice, and we want to do away with any exploitative labor, right?
Yeah.
These are people who are serving our community, so we should compensate them.
There's
also, Bill, if I may, sorry.
Yeah.
We have our matchmaking form, and our matchmaking form can be used to procure services from our directory. So for anyone who's looking to, let's say, hire a caterer, instead of having to write the same message for the same date to 8 different caterers on our directory, you could complete this form once and it would go out to the entire directory, which is a pretty neat function.
Yeah, that is really cool. Yeah.
I thought you would dig it.
Yeah, because you know how quick I am with computers. Hey, do you know you can take pictures with your cell phone? Did you know that? I just found that out not long ago. Yeah, you should try it. You know, I also think too, AJ, going back, you used to work for the then Senator Adam Hines, is his local guy. And what an experience that had to be. What a learning adventure to see, one, how government works. I know when I was in D.C., on Capitol Hill, I realized civics was in a book. Government was in entirely different. But you brought a lot of that experience, a lot of that knowledge. And I think the temperament, you have a good temperament for that position. And I think some of that was honed in your time with Senator Hines.
Absolutely. Adam, I say Adam because he's no longer my boss, but
right. And he's no longer a senator.
And he's no longer a senator, but he will always be a big brother to me.
Yeah.
And I was the eldest of four, and so I never had that figure in my life, but Adam definitely filled that place for me. So much respect goes out to him for all the lessons learned. I'll tell you, nothing makes you grow up like being thrown into the wild and learning about the complexities of the legislature and local government and how it all works together. I'm forever grateful for that experience.
Well, they call that baptism of fire in the military. I probably more so for you and Adam, because you're both young, and I don't want to say anything, but there's a lot of older crotchety people down there. But who said that? Anyhow, I don't know. Somebody said that from the gallery. Quiet up there in the gallery. As this grows and you add more and more dynamics, and that's the word I want to use, dynamics, to it. Where do you see this particular organization 5 years from now?
I see this organization 5 years from now having recruited new businesses to the area and operating out of a multi-purpose facility / center for entrepreneurism. That way, entrepreneurs who need a space to test out their business ideas will have a space that will be affordable so they can grow their business, mature their ideas, develop a consistent patronage so they can spread their wings and go open up shop somewhere in downtown Pittsfield. And that way we have less vacant storefronts in our downtown and a robust downtown with different walks of life and crowded streets. And in the most ideal world, that's what would happen. But I'll be realistic, and I know it's a long way ahead, but we're up for it.
Yeah, we go back to the BCC model, the longest journey starts with the first step. There we go. I mean, you've made the first step. Before, taking a dream and you and your team and your board have taken this dream and made it a reality. And that's the first step. And now other steps will fall into place as long as you keep your eye on the prize. I mean, as they say, I see a lot of some tough times ahead for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
With the recession and all this other. But I also see a lot of opportunities, because where there's strife and trouble, there's also opportunities.
Absolutely.
And under your tutelage, and I mean that not because I like you, because I've known you a long time. I've worked with you because of your relationship with Senator Hines in my position at UCP. But when you can chart the course. I believe that in my heart. You can chart the course.
Well, it won't be me alone. It'll be our team.
Oh, no.
And it will also be the great partners that we have in this community. And I think that one question that I've gotten a few times is where can I fit within this organization?
Yeah.
You know, I get this question from Black entrepreneurs and even white community residents. And the answer I have to them is that if there's a passion there, then there's a way to assist someone else in this community. So for anyone who is white and wondering, how do I involve myself and the Berkshire Black Economic Council, well, you could sign up as a mentor and give your wisdom back to an entrepreneur who could learn from the path that's already been traveled by a former business leader or a current business leader or a retiree for that matter, who wants to give back to community to see someone else grow. That's one way. You can also post job opportunities and let others know about the offerings that are on our website. For example, grants and technical assistance is featured on our website. We also have our programming there. And there's tons of ways that you can volunteer as a part of our organization. And so, yeah, I don't want to harp too much on the black-white binary, but there are plenty of ways that we can all support each other in this community. And so if you're curious, reach out to us at contact@berkshirebec.org, and we'll have someone reach back out.
Yeah, I think you handled that beautifully, because when people hear that, they think, "Oh, that's just for black people." No, it's for everybody. It's an organization that was formed to include everyone. And thank you for saying that. Thank you for saying it so articulately. I would have said it probably really screwed it up.
But I may have. We don't know yet. We gotta look at.
No. it is true, and like, I really like the job board. Excuse me, just a second, because all that you're doing electronically, it fascinates me. You know, I missed that curve. You probably didn't guess that when you figured I couldn't take pictures with my phone, but now. What I see young people like you and what they're doing in the job board, the things like that. The other piece I want to say too is mentorship. I, for my other life is in the criminal justice field, there, in my opinion, there is no better way to help someone than to mentor them. And my friends at 18 Degrees have a mentoring program, Gail out there and Brian House, and they, second to none.
They're a terrific team.
Many lives.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And like speaking on Adam earlier, Senator Hines was a mentor to me. And now I'm using the information and guidance that I've received over the years to pay it forward to others and so on. So on and so on.
Yeah, no, and don't you think too that today in a lot of venues, not everywhere, but a lot of venues, there are those kiddos who could just thrive with a mentor.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, mm-hmm. I see people here at UCP with their caregivers. They thrive. They go beyond whatever limitations they may have to do wonderful things that. Because of that person teaching them and being there and encouraging them. And, mm-hmm. I was fortunate. I was born and raised in a great family. Father was a little bit of a disciplinarian, but, always, you know, my dad had a saying and it was, I don't care what you do, be the best at what you do or try, mm-hmm. strive. And I have to give you a compliment, my good friend. We've known each other a long time, and you, sir, you are a living example of someone running the good race, in my opinion.
Thanks, Bill. You know, what you said made me think of a couple things. We have office hours as BEC that we will be hosting in our space, in the conference room, so entrepreneurs can come in. Get set up. We'll have laptops that they can loan. That way they can get to working on an application for, let's say, a grant or a loan. And if they have any questions, then they could pop back over into our office and make an inquiry with us. And hopefully we can get them an answer or work with one of our liaisons at the organization granting and get an answer for them so they can keep the application moving along instead of being stalled, tabling it, and getting back to it later, which later never comes, and or comes too soon, and the application deadline has then passed. So that's one thing that you got me thinking on. And then the other is that, how American is it for my family, who was once on the corner of First and Fenn with an embroidery and screen printing business, to then have to face an arson crisis and relocate? Yep. And almost 15 plus years later, their eldest son is now at the corner of Fenn and Allen Street with this organization, now serving Black entrepreneurs that share the same lived experience or similar lived experience as me and my family. And you know, I think about that a little bit, because it is full circle in some ways, and it's also telling of the times, and that we are moving in the right direction and things are getting better as slowly as the process has been.
You buffered a little bit, so just repeat the arson and the move, and then how you ended up there, because it buffered. I want people to hear that, because to me, it's very poignant and it's very powerful statement that you have, because you're living it. So if you just recap that, because you buffered a bit.
Sure. What I was getting at is that my family had their embroidery and screen printing business, Elegant Stitches, at the corner of First and Fenn Street. And just to think that 15 plus, I haven't done the math, but to think that now their eldest son is in leadership for a nonprofit aimed at serving Black entrepreneurs, and our office now is located at the corner of Fenn and Allen Street, which is a block away.
Yeah.
It's kind of, you know, it's signaling of the times and how progress takes form. And even though it's not as quick as we'd all like, it is happening, and we have to remain positive for those reasons and continue to work with one another.
Yeah. And I'm so happy to say that, but also it's you've earned it through your lifestyle. You've earned it through your dedication. You've earned it through your education. You've earned it through your personality. You've never put on the cloak of a victim. You've always been the cloak of an achiever. That's my observation of AJ Encho, right or wrong. And seeing his mind, right, of course.
Well, I think you and I grew up in similar ways, because I came from a family of disciplinaries as well. And it's about making sure that you know what your assignments are, you know what your chores are, you get them done, you be grateful for what you have, and you do it again. And I got to thank all the people who make it happen, from our sponsors like the Mass Growth Capital Corporation, Greylock, Federal Credit Union, Berkshire Taconic, Berkshire Bank. I'd be remiss for all the ones that I haven't mentioned, but the City of Pittsfield and Mass Growth Capital Corporation. You know, it's all of these organizations, as well as the individuals and their contributions to this organization, that make it all that it is. And yes, you've given me a great deal of praise. Also, how could I forget? BBE Office Interiors coming through.
You got a great office, dude. I'm telling
our
you.
Office, our office
is amazing.
Yeah, our office looks incredible. And it's due to community partners that I've named some of those who I've forgotten to mention just spontaneously, but it's not just me or my passion. It really takes a community to bring it all into fruition. And so thank you for the kudos, but know that it extends beyond me.
But you know, who found this out? Bill Belichick, Mr. Kraft. A team is only as good as its quarterback. I had to say that. who said that? You have the vision, but you also have the initiative to drive the vision. I work with a guy, it's the same way. He's an amazing individual. It's a great vision. He's driven that vision to be very successful. And that's what it takes. We got to take a break. I'm here with AJ Enchell. He's with the Berkshire Black Economic Council. And when we come back, because this is a morning show, people are coming in and people are going out. We're going to tell you, it's not just, or AJ is going to tell you, it's not just for Black people. It's I'm going to use this word. It's a goofy word to use, but I am going to use it. It is eclectic and it is inclusive. Everybody can help everybody. And that's how I try to run this program, run my life, because God knows I need all the help I can get. And if I can help somebody in a small way, I will. We'll be right back. This is WTBR 89.7 FM on your radio dial. Excuse me. We're simulcasting on PC TV channel 1301. Stay tuned. Learn about this new group and how we can dovetail with each other. And they got an electronic platform that's, I would say, second to probably none. We'll be right back.
Stay tuned for more Morning Drive with Bill Sturgeon here on WTBR FM.
Support for WTBR comes from Sandrini Enterprises, providing awnings and canopies in Western Massachusetts, retractable awnings, retractable screens, gutter and gutter protection systems, commercial awnings, and screen rooms. Customized solutions available online at sandrini.com.
UCP of Western Massachusetts is hiring. If you'd like to help people with different abilities lead independent lives, apply at ucpwma.org/jobs. We need direct and living caregivers. Join the agency who's reimagining independence.
The Berkshire's only rock station, 89.7 WTBR-FM, Pittsfield, Massachusetts.
And now back to the Morning Drive with Bill Sturgeon on WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
We're back. This guy, the good-looking guy, his name is AJ Enchell. He is... He's the president and executive director of the Berkshire Black Economic Council. And it's in Pittsfield. It's in the old Shearson Lehman Brothers. It's at the corner of Fenn and Allen on Dunham Mall. You can enter via Dunham Mall. It's a new organization. It's really taken off. It was kind of the hope and dreams of a lot of people. They had AJ at the helm, kind of steering it to its fruition, and they got it launched. And the first step now is they're funded. Their second step, they're in their own building. And the third step, they're doing amazing things for a just launched business. And one of the things they do, and they we covered it in the first hour, but AJ is going to go into it a little bit more again. And they have a website that is so interactive. It is absolutely amazing to someone like me. My online banking, say so to speak, is I stand in line behind the person. So that's my online banking. So, but AJ, go into that. Would you go into that website and the interactivity of the website? That to me is fascinating stuff. That's why I'm pushing you to do it, because I think it's amazing.
Well, thank you. I mean, first, I want to give a shout out to Mungi, our website developers, because they did an incredible job. I mean, they really took the ideas that I had in my mind and made it a digital reality. And that just speaks to their expertise and their abilities, not just as web developers, but as listeners too, of their client, because they really gave our website the look and feel that is modern and is as user-friendly as websites nowadays should be. And the least amount of clicks, you can get a ton of information. And I just want to give them all the respect that they deserve. Yeah. So thank you for highlighting that. And I should also tell folks, because you asked about the aspects of the website,
right?
We do have a press page. Our press page archives all the news and economic development happenings regarding Black professionals and Black economic development here in Berkshire County. If you're interested in posting on our membership, posting on our website, it's probably most economical to join our membership. That way you can do that at the frequency that is convenient for you and obviously less costly. But we also have our directory, and that hosts our list of Berkshire County Black businesses. And it'll soon be organized based on industry. So if you're looking to procure a specific service or product, you'll be able to easily identify who's who, and with the same ease as ease and convenience of our opportunities page. But going back to the opportunities page, people are always looking for resources. So if you're a Black professional looking and you're a job seeker, go to our website and look at those lists of jobs, because the organizations who are posting job opportunities are sending the right virtue signal about how they're being intentional about diversity, equity, inclusion, and anti-racism. By posting on our website, it signals to Black professionals that this place is looking to hire a Black professional, not just because of diversifying their staff, but because they truly believe in the talent that professional would bring to the team. And then another aspect I should highlight is the grants and technical assistance page. We have grants that we're featuring, and we have grants too that we're soon going to announce. Two grants that are really exciting for us, which I think also speaks to how we've divided up our economic development impact strategy, is on the one hand, we have the private sector businesses, which we're here to support. And so we'll be launching a recruitment grant to recruit new businesses to downtown Pittsfield, particularly North Street. That way we can occupy some of those vacancies. And then the other side of the coin is our Black Arts Council. And our Black Arts Council is an interdisciplinary and intergenerational cohort of Black residents. And we've developed a grant for Black youth, ages, I believe, 7 to 24, who can apply for arts equipment, or let's say someone needed ballet shoes, or someone needed to pay for dance lessons, or they needed camera lenses or a camera. They could apply to this grant so they can get the equipment they need, so they can pursue their passion in the arts. And hopefully we can also connect them to arts coaches in the area too, to give them that one-on-one time as well. So a lot's happening.
Yeah, it's all positive. it's all good. It's not just positive. It's individual and organizational growth. That's what it, and by the way, Rebecca Breen, who's she's the managing director of Downtown Pittsfield, just a
incredible human,
wonderful, wonderful lady. They're right across from AJ's organization on right there, 33 Dunham Mall. So I love what you're saying. I grew up in a time when North Street was hopping. You know, there were bunches of people, all the buildings, the offices were filled with dentists and lawyers and doctors and all kinds of accountants. And I would love to see it come back. And I think the potential's there. You know, my friend, Jimmy Roberto, he used to be the mayor here. He had a vision for downtown, and it was ground level for vitality. Ground level would be the businesses, and up levels would be homes and people living in the downtown area. And that really took off with a great shot. I mean, a lot of the businesses, the offices started filling up, and I will help you promote that, all your endeavors, in any way I can.
Thank you. I should also add, this afternoon at 4 o'clock today in Dunham Mall, we'll be hosting a workshop to educate community residents on the recruitment grant that we'll be launching soon. So if anyone is interested to learn more, they should attend. It'll be this afternoon at 4 p.m. at 33 Dunham Mall.
Well, are there food or beverages?
Yes, there will be food and beverages. Does that mean we'll get more people?
That means I'll come.
I would love to see you there.
Yeah, and I'll bring some Tupperware to bring some of the food home. It's only, I love buffets. But seriously, what I like too, what you're doing is with the youth. Your involvement with youth, that's, you know, it's an old cliche, but it's so true. They are our future. And boy, oh boy, I don't care what skin tone you are or nationality, we have a bunch of kids who just need to be channeled. They need to be mentored. They need to be guided. They need to see people
Absolutely.
Like you, that they look like you and you're successful. They need to see people, well, not like me because I'm old, and they say, well, he's old, but you're young and you're vital and you're successful. That's, I know I preach, but I sometimes get so discouraged when I hear kids, they're 15 or 16 and they've taken themselves out of the game.
Mm-hmm.
You see
mm-hmm.
it, you know, and what you're doing, your organization is doing, is breathing new life into them.
Yeah, yeah, Bill. You know, we're working hard and we're having fun with it.
Yeah.
And that's the combination that makes going to work each and every day easy. And so to that point, like I said, we'll have the office hours for the entrepreneurs, and we'll have office hours for high schoolers, particularly juniors and seniors who need a place to do homework.
Yeah.
And if someone needs a computer to do their homework with Wi-Fi access, then we're going to be that place for a few hours in the afternoon. And then folks will go home and continue on with their lives. But know that we're an anchor and we're here to support you. And if you're a Black entrepreneur, this is another home base for you.
Yeah. And I also think we talked in the first hour, it's worth repeating, mentorship. If people want to become mentors and become part of what's real life. And I said, not to plug, but to plug, I guess, 18 degrees and you, these mentor programs, from my past experience in the criminal justice field, some of the best success stories were mentors. They seem to be able to make them turn the corner kind of situation.
Yeah. You know, Grace, my wife, is actually looking to be a mentor at 18 degrees, and she's super excited about it. She's been talking about it for a while, just had her interview the other day, and she's just ready to get into the groove and be matched with her mentee and see where that relationship goes.
Well,
there's a lot of people doing a lot of great work, like Gail.
Gail and Brian
and Amy, the entire team.
Yeah, when you sit back and that is so wonderful of Grace, because she would be a wonderful mentor in so many ways. She's smart. She's just a good person. She's pretty, you know. And I think the more people of your age can get in the game, and people of my age work to get you the funding, you know, you're the future. You really are the future. I'm not going to say I'm the past yet, because I'm still in the game.
I know, Bill. Yes, I'm talking like this. You're here.
Yeah, I know. Well, sometimes I forget where I am, but you didn't see my car around, did you? Because I parked it somewhere. I'm still looking for it. But seriously, people who are listening, this is a viable, vital, and forward-thinking organization. And my friend AJ will go over it again. Yes, their title is Berkshire Black Economic Council, but they want to collaborate with everybody. You know, like if you buy, you don't have to be black to buy a membership, right?
No.
Yeah.
And that's why we're actually hosting membership meetings beginning in February, but we already have community partners like Lee Bank, who will be speaking and giving a presentation. We have Greylock Federal Credit Union. We have Mass Hire and their rapid response team who we've partnered with. Williams College, you know, OSHA, Lifelong Learning Center.
Yeah.
These are all community organizations that they're not Black-led groups, but we're organizing and partnering with them because it's about economic development, and economic development is these partnerships and fostering these partnerships and nurturing them in the name of economic development and community. So
the other piece too is when you named off those partners that you have, I want the listeners and the viewers think about this. These are the pillars of our community, if for lack of a better term, that have jumped on and part of this organization. You can be part of it, your organization, your company, whatever, you personally. And it will make our community a better, holistic, inclusive community. I obviously grew up in the North End and went to North Junior High, which was, you know, a very integrated school, then PHS. I want to get back to that. You know, I don't think people in my age group, I was with a couple of people last night that we went to North Junior High together. So shows you, it was like a meeting of the Senior Citizens Club, but, we talked about this and, you know, I want to be sensitive, but I never went through anything that some of my peers, and I call them peers because they are my peers. They're my classmates and my peers, went through because they were black. And you know, I I hope we get back to that growth period again, where mm-hmm. we're all working to be one person. And because I say black entrepreneur or black economic doesn't mean, in fact, I'll share this with you. I was in AJ's office earlier this morning, and he let me come in, even though, believe it or not, I'm white. No, I kid, but seriously, we got to stop. What they're trying to do, what they are trying to do is help out all of us. Whether if I'll advertise in their booklet, which I think is that a directory you have is amazing. And that took some time to put together. Just take a minute and just talk about the directory, because I think it's worth being into, belonging to.
Yeah, we have a directory of entrepreneurs who are here locally. We have met them over the years, and since we opened up shop, we've increased our numbers. So right now we have about, I think when we started, at least in 2021, just to do a look back, we had about 76 on our directory. Now we have a total of 109.
Wow. So there's growth. There's
There's tremendous growth. And what we're also doing is we're identifying which of the businesses have a minority business enterprise certification or a minority slash women business enterprise certification. So if you look at our directory, you'll see a little emblem by those businesses who do carry that status. And we're looking to increase our total number of minority business enterprises. And we want to workshop with our local entrepreneurs to get them that status. So if anyone's interested in that or the benefits of that, they should certainly reach out. And Bill, like you said, it is for everybody. And so if you're looking to get to know us, just come into our office. Yeah. Erica will be at the front desk. You'll get to meet her, and hopefully Camille and Gigi will be in too. And you can meet the whole team because it's a really fun place to work.
And I have to say this too, that as life goes on, and life does go on, this organization, I truly believe, will grow, but not only for itself, it will grow the community. And that, you know, that's why I do this radio show. That's why I get involved with community projects, community things, and. You know, watching this, AJ and I talked about this long before it formulated, and watch this dream. It was like a baby chicken coming out of an egg. First cracked, right? But then it was there. You know, it came together. They started volunteering. They started this. But they made it happen. And that I couldn't be happier. I mean that it makes me so happy to see this kind of organization with people who are so dedicated to make it work. Now, they're not victims, they're achievers. And I think we need more achievers in the world today. And the ladies that work there, they're sharp as a tack. Just having things take place like you're doing events and all that to me, I'm going to put you in what I call the power rotation. And that is I'm going to have you on about once every 4 to 6 weeks, because you're growing. Things are happening so fast. You know, last time you were on, we were talking about the forming of it. Now you got an office, mm-hmm. staff, and you're doing great things too. Great things.
Yeah. Thank you. I mean, it's been a lot of work. And you said it earlier, we earned it. So we're going to be humble about
it on your own.
We're going to be humble about that, but we've worked really hard to get where we've gotten, and there's more work to do. And so we're just going to keep chipping away at it.
And I can't, I, I wish you so much success with this, because as I've said over and over, when you get to be my age, you can repeat yourself. That is, it's better for our we are one people. There are those who want to separate us and whatever, but I believe in my heart we are a group of one people. We are a great community. Berkshire County's great. Pittsfield's great. And with the coming of this organization, it's only going to be greater, because now more and more people are going to be at the plate. That's kind of my goal. Get as many people as you can that were, maybe they were shy or whatever reason. Get them at the plate, because once they get at the plate, they're going to swing the bat.
Yeah, and support local.
Yeah.
Buy from local businesses. Come on.
Well, next week will be BCC week. I put BCC first. You know, there's a lot going on. And then hopefully I'm going to do a series. I'm going to try to work with Rebecca and Sean Sayre, the executive director, and do a couple of weeks in February of support local businesses. Because, you know, they don't have a big pot of money behind them.
Yeah. And Downtown Pittsfield Inc. is doing great work. Great work.
I got it. Yeah. I'm going to have Rebecca on the show. She's just, if you see her, tell her I can chase her down, but it'd be easier if she called.
I actually let her know this morning. Rebecca and Ari, they're doing tremendous work. And
yeah, they
and
are.
They need more funding. I wish them the greatest success, the terrific neighbors. And they've made the move to downtown Pittsfield really, really smooth.
AJ, I can't thank you enough for coming on. I'll be in touch in about 4 to 6 weeks, get you back on again by then. You know, and I have to say this, what a great backdrop. The old corner of the city hall, it looks great.
It's kind of cool.
Yeah, it's really cool. Yeah. Get that Ladco truck out of there, but there we go. AJ, my best to all you and your family
you.
And staff, and of course your beautiful wife Grace, and my main man.
Well, right back at you, Roseanne, William Hunter. Yeah, you. Congratulations on your grandson. Such awesome you.
It's the light of my life, my friend. Thank you. God bless, and to AJ and to all of you. God bless, and let's remember. What AJ's doing, I try to do, not as well as him. Let's start helping each other. That's what this is supposed to be about. This isn't a one-person race.
Your show does plenty.
Yeah.
Your show does plenty of help and service, so thank you.
Thank you. We'll be in touch. I say hi to everybody and to you folks. Thank you for listening, and we'll be back. And have a great day. And make today count. We don't know how many days we have. When you get to be my age, you think about that more and more. Talk to you. Bye.
Thank you.